Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. We do that with a countdown of a selected year from days gone by. And we'll also give you some historical information just to give you a little flavor of how things were back in the day. And today we're heading back to 1992. That's right, we'll have the biggest country hits in the USA from this third weekend of September, 33 years ago. So that's what's going on here today, and if you're ready, let's begin this weekend in the country. And we start on the countdown at number 20. Here's McBride and the Ride, Going Out of My Mind.
Oh, the light in your eyes is not shining the way it used to, and I feel our love is dying.
Off the reminiscing from this week in 1992, McBride and the Ride, Going Out of My Mind, at number 20 on the countdown. The trio consisted of the namesake Terry McBride, along with Ray Herndon and Billy Thomas. That was the follow-up to their first top 10 single, Sacred Ground, and this one would make the mark as well, on its way to number 5. Well, McBride and the Ride were one of four groups inside the top 20 this week. There was a duo and also a duet, but the remaining 14 were solo performers. And the first of those was at number 19. Tracy Lawrence sings Running Behind.
Work, 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 day after day. 50-hour week, 40-hour pay. No time to get over all this overtime. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. I'm already late and the car won't start. Lord, I feel like kicking that car and crying. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. All my life, it's been this way. $1 short, one day late, one rung lower on the ladder I'm trying to climb. If I ever get lucky, if I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. I'm always running, I'm always running behind. Thought I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Oh, Lord.
There's Tracy Lawrence and Running Behind, the third single from his debut album, Sticks and Stones. That was down from number 4 to number 19 this week, 1992.
One of the most popular parts of country music is line dancing. And in this video, you'll learn all the most popular dances. Country line dancing is easy. It's some of the most fun dancing you'll ever do. And you don't even need a partner. Meet Diane Horner. Diane's been teaching people to dance for years, and she makes it really easy. The first thing you should know is that almost any country line dance can be done to almost any country song. Once you learn a few basic steps and dances, you're ready to go.
Oh, country line dancing was huge here in 1992, and you could learn at home. That was the intro to one of the videotapes by Diane Horner out of Minneapolis. She even had country line dancing exercise tapes. Well, one of the big reasons for the country line dancing explosion was the song at number 18. Here's Brooks and Dunn.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. A good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We say, son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Scootin' Boogie was written by Ronnie Dunn and first recorded by Asleep at the Wheel in 1990. But Brooks and Dunn put it on their debut album, and originally it appeared on the flip side of My Next Broken Heart, but they decided to release it as the fourth single from the album, Brand New Man, and it became their fourth number one. And it was coming down from that top spot at number 18 this week, 1992. Well, by the third weekend of September, we'd already had a couple of bad hurricanes. In August, Andrew hit Miami.
This is incredible. It has just flattened this area. I had seen the other surrounding areas, and clearly there's been a lot of damage, but this can only be described as total devastation.
That was Florida Lieutenant Governor Buddy McKay in a helicopter over South Dade County on WTVJ. Andrew would go on to the Gulf, hit Louisiana. It caused numerous tornadoes throughout the South, 65 killed, $27 billion in damage. And then on September 11th, Hurricane Iniki slammed into the Hawaiian island of Kauai.
Friday at 11 a.m., the sirens and the radio broadcast were screaming the alert to take cover. The Hui quickly looked like a ghost town. Folks all around the shoreline were evacuated to shelters. Koloa School was packed with surprised refugees from the hotels in Poipu. Just outside, the ocean was boiling over the seawall. Rocks spilled onto the highways and roads became rivers of floating debris.
The eye of the storm is still about 2 hours away. We just now made our way to shelter. On the road, we had to swerve to avoid downed power lines. We saw sheet metal and roofs fly by the car and trees cracking, forming roadblocks on the highway.
It's Barbara Wallace of KHON reporting on Hurricane Iniki battering the island of Kauai, which is northwest of Oahu. 1,400 houses were destroyed, $3 billion in damage, the costliest Pacific storm up to that time. And we get back to the countdown from this weekend in 92 at number 17 with Confederate Railroad, Jesus and Mama.
Made a wish upon a star, I could have a brand new car. Got tired of wishing, so I stole one. 17 and knew it all. My dreams were big, but my thoughts were small. So many roads, somehow I chose the wrong one. But Jesus and Mama always loved me. Even when the devil took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know. I felt trapped most all my life. Found new kinds of lows and highs. Never been a husband, but I've had a lot of wives to hold me. Headstrong, stubborn, couldn't be told. Like a wild horse that couldn't be rode. Rainbow chaser, hungry for gold, and still searching.
But Jesus and Mama always loved me. Even when the devil took
control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know.
Railroad played the Atlanta circuit for 5 years before finally getting a contract. Jesus and Mama would be the first top 10 hit for Danny Shirley, Michael Lamb, Gates Nichols, Wayne Seacrest, Chris McDaniel, and Mark Dufresne. However, the only member of the band who performed on that recording, and as it turned out for most of their albums, was the lead singer Danny Shirley. The backing vocals and the musicians are all session players, but the real band was the one you saw performing live. The Confederate Railroad was up to number 17 this week in 1992, on its way up to number 4. As we are listening to the memories from September of 92 on this weekend in the country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the country.
Today, the calendar on the wall reads September 1992. And these were the biggest country records from that weekend 33 years ago. And here's song number 16, Randy Travis, If I Didn't Have You.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
The verses for If I Didn't Have You were in 7/4 time. The chorus, however, is in standard time. And the unique time signature there was written by Skip Ewing and Max Barnes and made into a hit by Randy Travis at number 16 this week in 1992, on its way up to number 1, his 13th of all time.
You test drive an Accord.
You like the enthusiastic 16-valve engine. You like the idea of a driver's side airbag. You even like the little change gizmo. And you like the dealer. But of all these standard features, there's one you like the most. And that's just how nicely the Accord fits into your wallet.
A simple comparison between the Ford Taurus and the Honda Accord. With a 3-liter V6, the Ford Taurus has a lot to offer under the hood. With an Accord, you'll have to drop some power. The Taurus can hold 6 passengers comfortably. With the Accord, you'll have to drop a passenger. And since its introduction in 1986, there's been a Taurus on every car and driver top 10 list. Accord has been dropped from the list.
Well, the best-selling car in 1992 was the Ford Taurus, and they took a shot at the Honda Accord, their main competition in that category. Now, Ford had the overall top-selling automobile. That was the F-Series pickup. Chevrolet was second with their CK Series. New rides this year included from Honda the Del Sol, a fun little two-seat convertible that had a little more power than the Mazda Miata. Also, there was the Nissan Altima, Dodge Intrepid, and the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Well, we're on the road to number one from this week in 92, making a stop at number 15 right now for Winona, No One Else on Earth.
I've been a rock and I got my fences. I never let them down. When it comes to love, I keep my senses. I don't get kicked around. I shivered once. You broke into my soul. The damage is done.
Come on.
One of the big movers this week in 1992, that was Winona and No One Else on Earth. That jumped 10 spots to number 15. It was the third single from her debut solo album, and it would be her third number one, heading to the top of the chart. For a four-week stay, that would be the longest time a female singer held the number one position since Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton in 1977.
Firefighters in California say they are halfway to containing the state's worst forest fire in 5 years. In less than a week, California and Idaho have had huge areas destroyed by fire. Hundreds of homes are ashes. A fire in Shasta National Forest in Northern California forced thousands of evacuations. Controlled burns are being set to rob the fire of fuel. But at least two small towns have been destroyed by flames. The biggest of the western fires, more than 250,000 acres, is in Idaho's Boise National Forest. Authorities say it's about 70% contained.
Dinner at Burger King, and can you believe? It's table service. These are actual people eating actual dinner baskets at Burger King.
They gave us our drinks and we sat down, and minutes later they had everything on the table.
Served between when?
4 and 8.
And the winner and new Miss America 1993, Leanza Cornett, Miss Florida.
Regis Philbin making the announcement that Leanza Cornett was Miss America this weekend, 1992. Also, Burger King announced this week they would have table service during the dinner hours. And some of the restaurants would have tablecloths, napkin rings, some dinner music, and soft lighting. And those basket meals were a little more expensive, as it looked like BK was trying to be more like Applebee's and Chili's. And we mentioned it was hurricane season. It was also fire season out west. And that report on the blazes by Cheryl Atkinson of CNN. All right, a little mishmash of what was going on here in late summer 1992. And we get back to the song survey with Mark Chestnut at number 14. I'll Think of Something.
I don't know how I'll get her off my mind, but give me time and I'll think of something. I can't say today that I'm all right, but by tonight, I'll think of something. I'll find so many things to do that I won't have the time to think of her. And then if she's still on my mind, I'll try to drink enough to drown her. And if that don't, I'll think of something. Where do I go for love that I still need? Now that I'm free, I'll think of something. And if someday by accident we can't speak, well, I'll think of something. If I can't say a word to her, I'll blame it on this love that's in my throat. And standing there, what will I do to hide my love? Enough that it don't show. Think of something. I don't know how I'll get her off my mind, but give me time and I'll think of something.
Hank Williams Jr. had a top 10 recording of I'll Think of Something in 1974, but here in 1992, it became the second number one for Mark Chestnut. A few weeks earlier, it topped the countdown, but this weekend, down to number 14.
More coming up on Weekend in the Country.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Weekend in the Country.
I'm Craig Orndorff, joining you as always here in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And today we've gone back to September of 1992. And on the country music countdown from this weekend 33 years ago, we're up to song number 13. Here's Trisha Yearwood.
I've been living on the wrong side of Memphis, really breaking away this time. Full tank of gas and a 69 Tempest, taking me to that Nashville sign. No turning back, come too far, headed down 40 with my old guitar. This ain't Graceland, well that's a fact, and I ain't driving no pink Cadillac. I've been living on the wrong side of Memphis,
Trisha Yearwood, The Wrong Side of Memphis. That was a tune written by Matresa Berg and Gary Harrison, and first done by John Barry, and was Trisha's first single from her second album, Hearts in Armor. It was at number 13 this week in 1992, headed to number 5. Well, Trisha Yearwood and a number of other country artists were on a movie soundtrack here in September of 92. They covered Elvis Presley songs for the film Honeymoon in Vegas.
What's with the parachutes?
Well, you're going to find out soon if you step one on, I guarantee you.
It's such a short flight, it seems like you're being a little overcautious.
I mean, I don't know. It's just hot. But,
son, we're skydiving.
You're skydiving?
We're the Flying Elvis' Utah chapter. Roy Bacon, director, at your service.
Listen, if you could just drop me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll sure drop it.
Pause it. People think a bank might be financially shaky. Consequence,
people start to withdraw their money.
Result, pretty soon it is financially shaky.
Conclusion, you can make banks fail.
Psst. I've already done that. Maybe you've read about a few.
Think bigger. Stock market?
Yes.
Currency market?
Yes.
Commodities market?
Yes.
Small countries?
I might even be able to crash the whole damn system. Destroy all records of ownership. Think of it, Marty. No more rich people, no more poor people. Everybody's the same. Isn't that what we said we always wanted?
Guys, you haven't gone crazy, have you?
Who else is going to change the world, Marty? Greenpeace?
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself. He's going to decorate his saloon with my friend.
You'd be William Money out of Missouri. Kill women and children.
That's right. I've killed women and children. Killed just about everything that walks or crawled at one time or another. And I'm here to kill you, little Bill.
Clint Eastwood squaring off with Gene Hackman in Unforgiven. Also playing with Sneakers, a star-filled caper featuring Robert Redford and Ben Kingsley there. And Nick Cage and the Flying Elvises in Honeymoon in Vegas. Three of the big movies playing this weekend in 1992. We get back to the country music chart that weekend at number 12 with Leroy Parnell. What kind of fool do you think I am?
Here you come knocking on my door when you said you don't need me anymore. Do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? You know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart at? I
out of Stephenville, Texas. That's Leroy Parnell. And that was his breakout hit, What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am? And made it up to number two, but this week sliding back to number 12 here in September of 92, where we've gone for our reminiscing today on Weekend in the Country.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. WIRI. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Right now, 71 degrees.
This is Weekend in the Country.
It's your old buddy CO hanging out with you again this weekend. And today we have gone back to the third week of September in 1992. And the melody for song number 11 was written by Roy Orbison just before his passing in 1988. Lyrics were penned by Will Jennings and Rodney Crowell. Who performs it? What Kind of Love?
I'll give you the best I can give you, baby. That's all I can give. And we'll live it the best we can live it, baby. As long as we live. What kind of love never turns you down? What kind of love lifts you off the ground, turns your life around? What kind of love makes you go out in the wind and the driving rain? What kind of love runs through your heart with a pleasure so close to pain? What kind of love? Only this love that I have. I'll show you the best I can show you, baby. That's all I can show you. And I'll know you the best I can know you, baby. As long as I know you. So close to pain. What kind of love? Only this love that I have.
Rodney Crowell with backing vocals by Don Henley and Linda Ronstadt, with Booker T. Jones on the Hammond organ. What Kind of Love? At its peak of number 11 on the country chart, it hit number 9 on the Adult Contemporary Survey, and in Canada, it went to number 2. Well, let's give you a bonus hit from this week in 92. A little further back on the countdown, at number 35 was the latest from Pam Tillis, Shake the Sugar Tree.
Love, you're getting lazy. You're forgetting to give me sweet sugar. Words that I want to hear. You've been neglecting me. You know jealousy, it is bitter as a green spring berry. And just like fruit from a fickle vine, you turn sweet in the nick of time. Love, you only come alive when you're losing me. And it's a childish game. I got to shake you up just to wake you up to make you love me. Till I feel your love falling all around me. You gotta tend to what you planted. And if you take my love for granted, baby, I'll shake the sugar tree. Another night and you're sleeping. I'm awake and I'm dreaming about the way that it used to be. A little time's gone by. Now do you think that I'm content with a cooking and a pen of the rib? No, I wanna know if your love's all spent. I shake the sugar tree till I feel your love falling all around me. You gotta tend to what you planted. And if you take my love for granted, baby, I'll shake the sugar tree. Oh. I've got to raise some commotion before you show me some real emotion. I'll shake the sugar tree till I feel your love.
At number 35 this week in 1992, Shake the Sugar Tree from Pam Tillis, heading up to number 3. Well, that's it for Hour 1. We'll pause and come back with the top 10 from this week in 92 on Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
This is Hour 2 of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff. Hey, happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. And for this soiree, we have gone back to the third weekend of September in 1992. We're playing the biggest hits from this week 33 years ago as they appeared on the American country music charts. And we resume our climb to the top at number 10. Here's Diamond Rio, Nowhere Bound.